their pocket already.
Opinions expressed by talk show hosts or callers on KWRO AM 630 do not necessarily represent or express the opinions of the staff and management of KWRO AM 630 or Bicoastal Media LLC, its sponsors and subsidiaries. And now, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting live from the palatial Bicoastal Media Studios high atop the Hall Building in beautiful downtown Coos Bay, it's the Jim Bice Show. Here he is, Jim Bice, the guy everyone hates to love.
Good afternoon, Coos County, and welcome to the Jim Bice Show. It's another gorgeous day here in the Bay Area, and I don't know about you. It was a little chilly this morning, but I'm still happy for the sunshine. I was getting a little tired of the clouds and rain, but that's what we get this time of year in this area. That's just kind of normal. So days like this are really they're a gift, I guess.
A bonus day.
A bonus. I have Rob Taylor in the studio with me. We're going to be discussing a number of different things, and something that strikes me over the weekend, of course, I watch various news agencies and this and that and the other thing.
That's kind of your job, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I do. And I was just absolutely, truly flabbergasted at the number of news stories coming out of the mainstream media that were based on things that have already been proven or not true. They keep hammering on the Trump-Russia investigation. Well, there's nothing there. There never has been anything there. Yet they keep talking about it as if it's a real thing. And Trump himself has come out and told us it's nothing more than a witch hunt, but they totally ignore him while they also ignore the information that has come out from all of these various probes into Trump's dealings. We know that Hillary Clinton set up an illegal homebrew computer server in her bathroom and transmitted highly classified documents. But they don't mention that. They don't mention James Comey lying. They don't mention Rosenstein lying. They don't mention any of this. It's all about Trump. And I noticed our not quite daily garbage can liner. They run cartoons about every day, and every one of them is an anti-Trump cartoon.
I thought the whole paper was a cartoon. I'm sorry. I wasn't getting that. You mean the world isn't a joke? I mean,
it is a joke. If you're looking for information, it's a horrible joke because virtually everything they publish is untrue.
In fact, I keep them, the world newspaper with the link next to the Onion under fake news, people read the fake news and think it's real and then vice versa. So,
if I've got a link to it on my website, and if you go there, it's on the State National World News page. You go to that. Is it on the? No, it's on the local news page. It's on the local news page. But if you look at my description on there, I've described it properly. Your source of lies and misinformation on the Oregon coast, and that's exactly what it is.
Anytime you read these bureaucrats and these newspapers that are working the line together for the leftists, you almost always have to reverse engineer the story to the point where you can get the facts out and tell it the way it is and the way it is between the lines, because they give you a lot of information that I think is questionable. And if there isn't people out there who know what to ask and how to find out the things that they are saying is lies, then you end up stuck, with what we got, a very bad newspaper.
Yeah, basically. And the bad part about it is, there are a lot of people out there that rely on that to get information about what's going on, locally in the state.
That's the scary part, yeah.
Yeah, and they're being lied to and misinformed by this crap. And personally, I think that, there's no laws against it. We have freedom of the press. They can do anything they want. But there should be something out there that ensures that the media actually tells the people the truth rather than just feeds us this line of garbage over and over and over that isn't true. And in the second hour, I've got a whole thing that I want to do, the garbage can liner published a fairly substantial article on how the world is going to end. Oh, doom and gloom. We're all going to die due to global warming. And yet they totally ignore the real science that shows that all of this global warming crap is based on false information. And there's been a study come out that actually brings attention to that, but the media has done the best they can not to acknowledge the study, even though, and I find this interesting, the media will not acknowledge the study proving that the global warming thing is a big farce, but the guy that did the study has enough credibility that IPCC, that's the International Panel on Climate Change, they actually listened to this guy and they've made changes based on his research, yet the media doesn't want anything to do with it.
Right. They're taking his, once again, refurbished lies and then putting a new spin on it and throwing it out there and seeing if we'll buy it.
Yeah, basically. And I don't know about you folks, but I'm getting real tired of being spoon-fed crap and being assumed stupid, because that's where we're at. They're assuming that we are stupid. And I don't know about you, but I'm a little tired of it. I'll readily admit that I'm crazy. I've been crazy all my life, I think.
Right. Well, as long as it's not been determined in a court of law, you're okay.
Well, there's a difference between crazy and insane.
Right. That's true.
I don't think I'm insane, but I am crazy.
Mad as a hatter.
Do you know where that came from, by the way?
Yeah, the hatters back then used to use mercury lining. Yeah,
yeah.
And they used to go crazy because they would be, got in contact with it all the time, and they would absorb it.
Yeah, they were wearing mercury on their head, and it was being absorbed through the skin that caused them to go nuts and turned them into liberals.
Yeah, well, that's... I don't know what the excuse is today. Maybe it's all that lead paint that they ate when they were children. But yeah, it's funny that you come up with these terms and we find out the origins of these terms and then you go, geez, where did this come from?
Yeah. We had a guest lined up for the first hour here and Bill's unable to get him on the phone. Gentleman named Michael Henricks, he's a media spokesperson for Jordan Cove Energy Partners. And I was going to have him on. I've got the number. Bill's been trying to call, and there's no answer, so I don't know what the deal is.
Well, maybe if Mr. Henricks is listening, he could call us at 541-267-2124, and we'd be more than happy to talk to you about it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what the deal is. Anytime you set up a phone interview, it's a little iffy because there's a lot of things that enter into it. For one thing, you got to have a nice, clear phone line. Cell phones don't work for on-air interviews.
No, and now that I found out that the cell phones, I always used to think were so bad because you're putting all that energy that's emitting, and you're putting it right next to your brain, right next to your ear. But then you guys were telling me about how bad the regular phones that are
Your
cordless phone.
Yeah.
And so I was blown away because that's what I use. And I thought, oh, I'm getting away with not having to use the cell phone and I'm going to be okay. But apparently not. It's putting...
Well, anything that transmits a signal, the reality is they're a form of radio.
Right.
And anything that transmits a signal transmits microwave energy.
Right.
And it's a microwave energy that studies now have proven... the only thing they've actually proven, there's been a whole bunch of studies on this, but the only thing actually proven is it does impair short-term memory.
And this is something, we've been talking about the smart meters that have been going on. Guess what I found out, Jim? I'm such a fool sometimes, you think that you're on top of things.
Right.
And I went out to put out the garbage the other day, and I looked up at my meter, and I realized... Wow, that ain't the old digital meter I used to have. And at some point in time, I guess the electric company came out and switched that meter on my house. And they must have done it about a year ago because, my wife was telling me supposedly they had sent something out in the letter in the mail with our electric bill. stating that they were going to be upgrading the meters. And I don't think they called them smart meters at the time, but they just said they were going to do an upgrade. And at some point in time, I must have missed the guys coming to my house because it's outside of the house, outside of the fence.
Right.
And they can get to it. And so they must have switched it out. And so I went over to the house next door, which is my rental, and I checked it out to see if there's, you know, it has also been, and it has also been changed as well. So I think the whole neighborhood has been swapped out, and we don't even know. We're pod people now.
Now, there is a difference between the digital meters and the smart meters. When I was doing my research, I found out that digital meters are basically a smart meter without the transmission module. Okay. So, in essence, what you have is smart meters, but they don't transmit.
Now, does that mean they're not emitting that microwave pulse?
No, they are, because even though it's not transmitting, it still sends that microwave surge through your house wiring so that they can monitor your usage.
Interesting.
So,
and I can tell you right now, I honestly... because I didn't know, I have not suffered any health effects. I can't tell anything that was different in our bills. I haven't seen any problems with machinery or, you know, appliances going out. So I haven't suffered any of those problems. Not to say they don't exist, but I'm just, you know, saying.
Yeah, they, well, normally, like on the appliances and electronics, it normally takes a couple of years for that to manifest.
Well, with my appliances, a couple of years is all I have left.
Yeah, well, when they go belly up, then you can blame the electric company.
Yeah, I'll call the electric company. Come on out here and replace my washer, your dirty energy.
Yeah, and I had a thought the other day on this smart meter thing. When they come to your house and want to put on the smart meters, welcome them. Say, yeah, go ahead, but I've got this form for you to sign. And make up a form. I already made one up. Now, I'm not going to allow a smart meter on my property, period. But this is just for my personal entertainment, I guess.
Well, your meter isn't in a place where they can actually access
it's,
it,
it's
right?
It's in on an enclosed porch.
Yeah, see, mine was kind of right out there in the open, and they got me.
Well, you make up a form, and in that form, you put clauses in it. The one that I made up says, if any resident in this property suffers any ill health effects that can be directly related back to microwave energy, then the utility company will foot the bill for all medical bills. Also, I've got a clause in there that... since these smart meters have been proven to reduce the life of electronic components and appliances, that any appliance or electronics that dies prior to its anticipated lifespan, that the utility company will buy you new appliances or new electronics. And... you know, if everybody did that and presented it to them, say, here, you can put up smart meter as soon as you sign this. Find out how many smart meters get put up at that point. Because they know, these utility companies know this stuff. And the only reason they're doing this is to increase their own profits. Because the bottom line here is I've looked at other areas where they've installed those. And over a period of time, what happens is, your electric bill keeps going up and up and up. And this is a whole big scam as well, because if you don't get the smart meter, then they want to charge you $36 a month to come out and read your meter. Well, they're already charging you to read the meter. That's a double dip. It's fraud. It's a scam.
And they don't make any offers to give that money back, do they? And that's what kind of leads to the scam. Yeah, if you're already paying those people and you're going to eliminate them, well, then my cost should be cheaper, right?
Well, yeah, you would think, but that isn't the way it works. And you know, it's another example of companies trying to force a better idea on the public. And let's face it, they can force you because they've got a monopoly.
Right.
Trying to force something on the public that isn't necessarily good for the public, but it's sure good for their bottom line. And, you know, the utility company is a monopoly. You just can't say, all right, screw you, I'm tired of it, I'm going to go to your competitor, because there is no competitor.
Right. And that's why they're public utilities.
Yeah. And the other part of that that a lot of people don't realize, most cities have an ordinance that you cannot be off the grid if you live within the city limits. You have got to be connected to city water. You got to be connected to electricity. So you can't even do it yourself.
Right.
So it's nothing more than a huge scam. Now, tomorrow morning at the commissioner's meeting.
At the commissioner's meeting, it's being reported by the smart meter people.
Yeah, there's going to be a bunch of people that are opposed to this. They're going to be at the commissioner's meeting tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock in Coquille. And they're going to try to educate the commissioners on the perils of smart meters. And my suggestion to everybody that can, attend the meeting. Even if you're not going to speak, attend the meeting. Show the commissioners that there are a significant number of people out here that don't want this, and the commissioners have it within their power to pass an ordinance to prohibit the smart meters within the county.
Absolutely.
There's been a number of counties across the country that have already done that.
And you know, the reason they should do that is that no company should ever be able to force anyone to have to opt out, because no company should be able to force someone to be opt-in without them knowing it.
Well, yeah. You know, they're basically telling us, we're going to go ahead and do this unless you opt out. So it requires action on your part to tell them no. If you don't do that, they're going to come install those things anyway. You'll come home from work one night and find one hanging on your house. And once it's on the house, folks, it's virtually impossible to get rid of it.
And that's the way I understood it. And that was my worry. And you know, the thing is about this opt-in, you know, Jim, you have a business, you sell advertising, and you know, why don't you just go to a business, especially this electrical company,
yeah,
and say, hey, you know, I've opted you in, and if you want out of the commercials and purchasing it every month, you're going to have to opt out, and you have to fill out this form to go through this process. But until then, you have to pay my bill. Until you've opted out.
You know, that's a good idea.
I like
Maybe
this.
I'll do that.
Yeah, I mean, this is a great system. This is a complete scam by these people. And like you said, you can't do nothing about it because they're a monopoly.
Well, we can if we can get the commissioners to pay attention. And that's an iffy proposition in and of itself.
And I want to tell everyone that if you go to the nosmartmeter.org upcoming events on their website, it's saying right here that it's happening on December 5th. I think that's a typo because they don't have any meetings scheduled for December 5th. So at 9 o'clock tomorrow, be down at the Coos County Commissioners meeting. And that's December 4th. That's Tuesday tomorrow. And like Jim said, if you're there and if you don't want to speak, at least sign up. And when they call your name, say, I'm opposed. And
yeah,
let them know that you're opposed, because if you don't speak and you don't sign your name, it's like you never showed up at all.
Right. And remember, this is all public record stuff.
Yeah.
So since it is public record, it's important that you show up and put your name on the sign-up sheet, even if you don't want to talk. Because what happens if at some future date, if this were to be appealed or go to court, or if there was some sort of legal action, if you are not documented as being involved in this, you have no standing legally.
Right.
So in order to get legal standing, you do need to attend the meeting. You do need to sign their sign-up sheet, even if you don't want to speak. So that's very important. I just looked at the clock. We do need to take a break here. What I think I'll do, since I missed a quarter hour break, we'll combine the quarter hour and the bottom of the hour breaks. It'll be a little bit long, but then we'll have smooth sailing for a few minutes. So please stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, Danny here at Far West Tire and Auto. Do you feel like you're constantly on the go? From daily commuting, dance recitals, and weekend adventures? I'm sure your tires have never let you down, but that much time on the road can cause some wear and tear on your tires. It might be time to consider upgrading to Nokians. With the 50,000-mile warranty on select Nokians, you can hit the road in style. So stop on by Far West Tire and Auto on Highway 101 Coos Bay. Always the right tire, always the right price.
Stop in today to the all-new one-stop gun shop, Hole-in-the-Wall Gun Shop in Coos Bay. Your area leader in quality firearms, Hole-in-the-Wall Gun Shop proudly features the top brands of new and used handguns, hunting rifles, black rifles, antique and collectible guns, ammo, mace, and more. Gun cleaning and repair, expert advice, and handgun safety classes for concealed carry permits are offered too. So stop into Hole-in-the-Wall Gun Shop across from Cumyon's on Highway 101 South in Coos Bay. We buy, sell, or trade.
The RV business is booming at the Boomin' Y, and Gibbs RV is looking for nice pre-owned RVs to consign or buy. Gibbs RV makes it so simple. They will come to your location, give you a fair appraisal, and help take care of all the paperwork. It doesn't get any easier than that. So let the professionals at Gibbs RV take the hassle out of selling or consigning your RV. Stop by and see them today at 1845 Ocean Boulevard in Coos Bay by the Big Boomin' Y in Empire, or check them out at GibbsRV.com.
And now your weekly car care tip from Tom's Bulldog Automotive.
Hi, I'm Tom from Tom's Bulldog Automotive in Coos Bay. What's one of the first things that needs replacing on your car? The windshield wiper blades, and not usually from wear, but from deterioration because of the elements and the environment. Sun, even chemicals in the air and water can deteriorate wiper blades. Now is the time to replace streaking, chattering wiper blades. It's important to see clearly when it is wet out, to keep you and your family safe and avoid accidents.
Go to Tom's Bulldog Automotive to have your wiper blades replaced today. They'll make sure your car is in tip-top shape for the winter. Call Tom's Bulldog Automotive today at 541-269-0399. That's 541-269-0399. Or go to tomsbulldog.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Think you can't manage the down payment it takes to purchase a new home? Think again. You could move into a $150,000 home with as little as $1,500 down with our 1% down payment option. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, Jay, did I miss out? Have the rates gone up? The answer is no. Rates are still low, and it's a perfect time to refinance your home, especially if your mortgage rate is higher than 4.25%. If you'd like to lower your interest rate and save thousands of dollars in interest without starting over on a new 30-year loan, a Quicken Loans Yorgage is what you're looking for. With our exclusive Yorgage, you can choose a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today on an 8-year Yorgage is 3.25%, APR 3.75%. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation for customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so I have insomnia, but I've never slept better. And what's changed? Just a pillow. It's had such a positive impact on my life. And of course, I'm talking about MyPillow. I fall asleep faster, I stay asleep longer, and now you can too. Just go to MyPillow.com or call 800-919-6090. Use the promo code Hannity, and Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, has the special four-pack. Now you get 40% off two MyPillow premiums and two Go Anywhere pillows. Now MyPillow is made here in the USA, has a 60-day unconditional money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com right now or call 800-919-6090, promo code Hannity, to get Mike Lindell's special four-pack offer. You get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows for 40% off, and that means once those pillows arrive, you start getting the kind of peaceful and restful and comfortable and deep healing and recuperative sleep that you've been craving and you certainly deserve. MyPillow.com, promo code Hannity. You will love this pillow.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the show. You know, we're supposed to have a guest on the phone here, a gentleman named Michael Henrichs. He's with Jordan Cove Energy, and he's going to tell us all the new and exciting things that Jordan Cove's doing. And I want to make a statement here, just so everybody knows. I am in favor of the Jordan Cove project, the LNG plant on out on the North Spit. I think it's going to do great things for the community. The people that are against it are the same people that basically have been against everything we've tried to do in the last 15 years to try to pull this area out of its economic doldrums, and they've slithered out from under their rocks and done everything they can to prevent any kind of jobs coming to this area. I think they would probably approve something, you know, if we had a basket weaving school or you know, something like that. But anything that actually pays anything, they don't want any part of.
Yeah, a gender neutral bunny training club. Yeah, you know.
Yeah. Who knows? But I've designated the cave people, the citizens against virtually everything, and they have earned that name rightfully. I was hoping that Mr. Henrichs would come on because I wanted to ask him where we stand on the permitting, because that's still in process.
Right.
And we've gotten fragmentary information on it, but nothing you can really hang your hat on.
And the thing is that with the Trump administration and the people that he's now appointed to FERC and the Department of Interior and the Department of Agriculture,
it's almost a certainty.
You would almost think it was a certainty. And the only thing that would hang him up again is what hung him up last time, and that was the eminent domain claims that the company's asking for.
Now, apparently, based on some of the publicity and literature that Jordan Cove's been putting out for the last month or so.
And it's been a lot. Have you noticed
it,
that?
It has. Wow. They've spent a ton of money.
Yeah, no kidding.
But apparently they have found a way to deal with the eminent domain situation, and I wanted to know about that because, you know, this is important, folks. You know, I've always been an advocate for private property ownership.
Absolutely.
And the law says that government may take private property for public use, and the landowner has to be compensated at fair market value for the property that they take. That's what the law says. And the government has the ability to delegate that authority to others, predominantly commercial companies, to utilize that eminent domain if the government determines that it is for the public benefit. But it still does not absolve them from the requirement that they pay fair market value for the property they're taking.
Well, and you know, Jim, with the decision that they had in the Supreme Court with Kelo versus the town of New Haven, Connecticut,
right.
The Supreme Court went beyond just saying it's for public use. In that case, they said that a government agency, and once again, it's not the company who's doing the seizing of the property. It has to be a government agent who's doing the seizing. When the government agent seizes a property that they don't only have to use it for public domain, but they can use it because the person that they're going to give it to is going to make more out of the land than you are, and they're going to be able to pay more money, create more jobs, and under that excuse.
So it's predicated on the tax flow.
It's right, which I think is a very bad idea because when this country was created, it was created under the statement that every man is the king of his castle.
That's right.
And you can't be a king of your castle if someone can come in and take it.
That's right. And so, you know, that's something I wanted to discuss, but apparently we won't get to. And the thing that particularly irks me about this whole Jordan Cove thing, now, like I said before, I'm in favor of establishing that export facility and, on the North Spit.
And that right there, that right there, you have the right of commerce, which the Jordan Cove has an absolute right of commerce. Everyone does, because you can't live without the right of commerce.
Exactly.
And then you have the right to own property, and those rights now are banging up against each other because of this project, and that's a problem.
Right. But my biggest complaint is this community enhancement plan that John Sweep came up with.
Actually, you know who they give credit to for this?
Who's that?
And I was reading this, because I was just reading the material on this, is an old friend of mine, Frosty West. You know Frosty?
Yes, I know Frosty.
Okay, he's a good friend of mine, and I don't know where he came up with this. And, this was back in 2008. They said that he went to the Port of Commission, the Port of Coos Bay, and came up with this plan. But I would like to have seen the actual plan that Frosty was talking about, because I'm not sure whether his plan included the circumventing of the school equalization fund.
Right. Well, just so you people know, if you don't remember me talking about it, the community enhancement plan, they would take money that would go directly to the South Coast school districts in the form of taxes. And they changed the terminology. Instead of taxes, they're going to charge them fees. The county is going to charge fees in lieu of taxes to Jordan Cove. And since it's no longer tax money because they changed the terminology, they're going to give all this money to an unelected group of people who are not responsible to anyone, as near as I've been able to determine.
Well, here's the worst part of that whole deal, is that they're not going to give it to us. They're going to loan it to us.
Right.
They're going to loan us the money that they should have paid in taxes.
Right.
And then we're going to pay that money back with interest. So not only do they get the tax break where they don't pay the taxes, but that money is going to go back to them with interest.
Right. Right.
Sounds like a good deal for them.
Well, it's a great deal for them, and it's a snow job for we the people, because they're going to take that money and now we're talking some big bucks.
Yeah.
Okay, we're not talking chump change here. We're talking up to $250 million. That's a lot of money.
No, is that taxes annually, you're saying, or
no? That would be over a 10-year period.
I was going to say, because I think on the commercial, they were saying $60 million a year was what
they stated. $60 million, the $60 million that they're citing is the actual tax revenue that would be derived, and does not include this $250 million over 10 years. What they want to do is they want to take that money and give it to an unelected, unaccountable group of people to supposedly spend the money on our local school districts. The problem here is that in the documents that established this community enhancement project or plan, whatever, the way it's worded, it says the board may from time to time authorize monies for the schools. It doesn't say shall. And anybody that's familiar with legal documents, you understand the difference between those two words. May means that they might or might not.
That gives them discretionary
authority. It gives them discretionary authority. But shall means that, hey, you're going to do it no matter what, period.
And that's really the difference. One's a discretionary and one's a dedicated funding.
Yeah. Yeah. Whoa, your ambulance is in the background.
They're coming to get you, Jim.
Yeah, it's probably the SWAT team.
Right.
But so basically what we have here is a scam to take $250 million out off the tax rolls and give it to an unelected, unaccountable board. You know, we the people don't even get to know who's on the board or –
right.
We get no say in it, and we get no say into how that money's spent. They can use it for anything they want. And in the earlier discussions on this, they were talking about, we'll use some of that money for Front Street development,
right,
and we're going to use it for this, and we're going to use it for that. Well, who benefits from that? Let's say they decide to develop the waterfront. You're talking a handful of people that get the benefit of what would otherwise be tax dollars.
People who can already afford to do their own developing.
Right. And the rest of us get screwed. And like I said, there's no guarantee that a single penny of this will ever go to the schools. Now, I would imagine that at some point they'll probably release some to the schools, but there's no mandatory requirement.
And then they say that they have a guarantee from the state legislature that any money that goes to the school would normally be going back to the state because the schools in Coos County are paid for by the state. Our property taxes don't cover what it costs to run our school districts. So that money comes from the state. Well, if you give money to the school, the state is going to want that money back that they're already given to the schools cover their costs.
Yeah, what they'll do, they'll say, okay, well, you gave $10 to school, so we're gonna withhold $10 is what we would normally pay.
Right.
So basically, we're not gonna gain anything except a handful of unelected, unaccountable people managing a huge amount of money, and you've got to question for whose benefit.
Yeah.
It's not for the benefit of the general public. It's gonna be the benefit of a handful of property owners if they happen to be in the right place, and the rest of us get the shaft.
You know, we already got elected officials who, when we make a vote, they're going against the vote, and these are elected officials. So can you imagine what unelected, unaccountable officials are going to do when we say no? Well, they're going to do whatever the hell they want to do.
Well, we don't even have the ability to say no to it.
Wow.
You know, you can attend the meetings, but you're not allowed to speak at the meetings.
I feel violated already, Jim. I can't say no. I'm in trouble. Uh-oh.
What happened to the Me Too movement?
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
We should have the Me Too with taxes. I said no. Well, isn't no enough?
Well, you know, if we're going to get screwed and we say no.
Yeah.
Shouldn't that fall under the Me Too thing?
That's right. No means no. And if you can't say no, it meant no too, you know?
I know. The whole thing, you know, this could be a clean deal. This could be where they bring in the industry, they go ahead and set it up, they start production, we the people start getting the tax revenue and start getting the jobs and all the other benefits this is going to provide, and yet we've got a handful of people that say, well, no, you're not going to get that. We are going to get that, and we will use that money to spend the way we want to.
And that is what it says in the plan that they have for this community enhancement thing, the plan. I call it a scheme. The community enhancement
scheme. It's a
scam. And so what they're doing with this is they're trying to centralize power, and the power is the money. The money is the power.
Right.
And they're going to centralize it to the same good old boys that have been working on the Chamber of Commerce and all these other urban renewal, these enterprise zones, and all of that's been going on for the last couple of years since I've been watching this. So they've had a lot of time to put a lot of effort into this scheme, this scam.
Oh, yeah. You know, the ones that get screwed are the people. That's the bottom line. You know, change subject just a little bit before we go into a break. I had a call from a lady the other day. She lives in Coos Bay, and she got her property tax bill.
Oh, poor her.
It went up several hundred dollars.
As we warned.
And she was asking, well, is it possible to do a ballot measure and undo the school bond, because the school bond is the one that zapped a lot of people on their taxes. I talked to one guy. He's paying $3,500 in taxes a year. He lives in Coos Bay.
Oh, man.
Yeah, $3,500. His tax bill went from $2,800 to $3,500 because of the school bond.
I've got a friend who he has two properties put together, and I think he's paying $4,600, he said, and the majority of it went to the school district.
Yeah, and now the city of Coos Bay is talking about adding another $10 to your water bill if you live in Coos Bay to provide for road maintenance. So basically, Coos Bay is trying to price itself out of the market.
And no kidding. Not only that, if they are trying to create this community enhancement plan so that they can get more money to go to the schools, then why do they need to pass a school bond to get more money from the people if that's already the scam that they got with the community enhancement plan? It sounds like someone's double dipping.
Sounds
here.
Like a double dip scheme to me. Yeah. We need to take a break here, and let's give something away. This is from your locally owned McDonald's restaurants. They're located in Coos Bay, North Bend. There's one in one in Walmart and one in Reedsport.
And you know, I nearly stopped before the show to go get a couple of cheeseburgers because I just love McDonald's cheeseburgers. And I'll tell you what, it was hard not to come by and stop because there was a line out there.
I've noticed the one downtown Coos Bay. There's hardly any time of day that there isn't a line.
It's amazing. It's amazing. I tell you what, I'm jealous I didn't buy more stock in the McDonald's.
Well, you know, the thing is, you can't really say it's great food because it isn't. It's fast food, let's face it. But it's consistently decent. It's edible. It'll keep you alive. And it's really not all that bad. Some of it tastes pretty good.
I'll tell you what, me and my wife and my kid, if we get only one fry in a bag, it's a fight. So I don't know what they're putting on those fries. It's like crack. I mean, you know, you just can't have one.
They're addictive. Well, my wife is a French fry queen.
Uh-huh.
And she loves McDonald's french fries.
I don't blame her.
Anyway, we kind of got off subject there. I have some certificates for freebies from the owner of the local McDonald's that he's authorized me to give away just as a form of appreciation for the business that he gets here in the area. So what I have in my hot little hand, I have a certificate for one free lunch or dinner sandwich of your choice. Another one for one free small McCafe beverage. Here's one for one free breakfast sandwich of your choice. And another one for one free breakfast, lunch, or dinner extra value meal. That's a whole meal. You know, it has a fries and a drink and the whole thing. As well as a sheet of coupons that are basically buy one, get one free on a number of different products. I'm going to give all this away to caller number 3. At 541-267-2124. So dial the phone right now, 541-267-2124. Be caller number 3, and you'll win all these freebies from your locally owned McDonald's restaurants. And we'll be right back.
Well, I was driving across town when my car got down, started lurching and trying to die. Well, luckily there was a shop, and when it struggled to a stop, a nice fella met me right outside. I said, "Man, something's wrong. What the heck is going on?" He said, "I tell you this, I got no doubt. You just relax and don't you worry. We can fix it in a hurry because your car is what we're all about. We do it all."
Bayshore Auto and RV Repair, your one-stop shop for all your automotive and RV mechanical repairs. Stop by and see Jeff and his friendly staff on Bayshore Drive in Coos Bay.
Looking for a new or used firearm? You should get to know the friendly folks at World Pawn Exchange. Located at 1980 Sherman in downtown North Bend, World Pawn Exchange buys, sells, and trades firearms of all types. And with their extensive, ever-changing inventory, they could have just the right firearm for you. If they don't have that gun that you want in stock, they'll be more than happy to special order it for you. World Pawn Exchange in downtown North Bend, where you'll find more than you can possibly imagine.
Hey everyone, this is Rob from Basin Tackle, and we want to invite you to tune in every Wednesday at 3 p.m. for our Basin Tackle Outdoor Show. It's going to be an hour of fun, frivolity, and of course, fishing. We're also going to have hints, tips, and suggestions to help you catch more fish. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, we're going to have something for everyone with guests, call-ins, giveaways, and whatever else I can think of as I head into the studio. Remember, folks, that's Wednesdays at 3 p.m. brought to you by Basin Tackle, where we set you up for adventure and give you directions to get there.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the show. We do have a winner on the freebies from McDonald's, so you can quit calling now, but we'll do it again next week. We're going to give away something in the next hour, too. But, you know, I want to get back to this Jordan Cove thing. This has a potential to be a wonderful thing if we don't allow him to screw it up. That's right. The problem.
And you know, the politicians, you know, it just takes a couple of politicians to really screw up a good idea. That's the problem.
It does. It does. And you know, to some degree, I appreciate the fact that there's people in the community that are that are at least trying to do something better.
You know, and I do, you know, Jim, I don't think these people are bad people or they're evil.
No, they're not.
I just think they're misdirected and I think they're misguided. And I think some of them have good intentions, even though there are a couple that I think have some nefarious desires.
I would agree with that. I think there's some of them looking to line their own pockets.
You're darn right with that.
But here's the thing. Good ideas are fine and dandy. I am more than open to listening to anyone's ideas because you don't know where the next good idea is going to come from.
Right.
You know? And the more people you have involved, the more diversity of ideas you're going to get. And generally, by having enough people contributing, something workable will show up.
You would think, yeah.
Yeah. Here's the problem that a lot of people overlook. When you're dealing with government and taxes, and when you're dealing with the people's money, your first obligation is to the people, not to the issue. And way too often, we see people that mean well, that want to go out, they want to address the issue, but they forget about the people. And
right.
I've said this for years and years, and I'm going to continue saying it forever. It's we the people that own this city. It's we the people that own this county. It's we the people that own this state, and it's we the people that own this country. And all of these people with all their brilliant ideas to do good for us, maybe they should stop and think what it's actually doing to us rather than their perceptions.
And, you know, that's why I appreciate people like, you know, our own Michael Kaiser and people like Donald Trump. And I don't know who the heck owns the LNG, but I'm sure some guy that's sitting at the top. Those people have created something on their own. They've created something that was their own idea that they had a vision for and that they didn't ask the rest of us to participate.
And they filled it.
And they filled it without taking from the rest of us to do that. That's
right.
The nice thing. Whereas government, you can have the greatest idea there is, but that's the harm with collectivism. You go to the government and you say, look, I have a great idea. It may sound fabulous, but you have to take from other people who may not think it's such a great idea or may think it's even a bad idea. And there may be deleterious effects down the line that's going to hurt people who are just trying to get by while you're trying to help those very people with your good idea.
Well, prime example is the Coos Bay school bond.
There's a good one.
There's no doubt that the schools need more money.
Right.
I mean, you know, that's not even arguable. The question is, where do you get it and at what price? And one of the things that particularly irritates the hell out of me is you get all these politicians and all these do-gooders, they trample each other half to death getting in front of TV cameras to tell you all the wonderful things they're going to do for the poor people and the downtrodden and the homeless. And, you know, we've got so many special groups that need help, you can't even keep track of all
right.
of them. And they're going to help these people. And then you look at the programs that they try to implement, and those are the programs that hurt the poor people the most. Heavy taxation, particularly property taxes,
yeah,
are probably the most unfair form of taxation there is. Now, I'm just going to give you an analogy here. Let's say that you start out as a young couple. You get married, you start a family, you buy a house, your family grows, you buy a bigger house, and blah, 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 on up the line. And you reach a point where you decide, okay, this is the house I'm going to stay in forever. You go ahead, you work your butt off, you pay your taxes, you maintain the property, maybe even remodel the property and enhance the property, and you pay it off. So you figure, okay, now I'm going to retire. I've only got a limited income, but I'll be able to get by okay because my house is paid for. Well, it isn't. Because with property taxes, you always owe the government for the privilege of living in your own house that you paid for.
Right.
And what happens, government sees that as an easy mark. You know, you live in a house. You can't get discouraged and say, well, you know, I don't like the taxes here. You can't pick up your house and go someplace else.
Some people can, but we all know what you mean.
Yeah, though.
You just can't move because somebody's going to want you to pay a little more in taxes. I mean, you just can't take your stuff and leave. You've got to pay the holders. Yeah,
and you've got probably the largest investment of your life
right there.
And the problem is, even if they do nothing, even if they don't add to it, those taxes still go up every year by law.
By law, yeah. And we voted for it. That's what kills me.
Yeah. So they go up whether we do anything or not. And then they come along and say, oh, well, we don't have enough money for this, so we're going to increase taxes on your property. We don't have enough money for that, so we're going to put an assessment on your water bill. We don't have enough money for this, so we're going to raise your property taxes again.
And every time they say that, they'll go, oh, but it's just a little bit, Jim. It's just a small tax. But, of course, after you just named, what, a half a dozen taxes, that small tax becomes a huge amount.
Exactly. And I urge people, you know, sit down with your tax bill. Now, I know most people have already paid their taxes for this year. The bills came out, last month?
October.
So most people have already paid. But look at your tax bill. See how that money is distributed. And then ask yourself, is this benefiting you?
And especially,
because you're paying the bill.
You're paying the bill. But, especially with, I put that urban renewal ordinance that increased the urban renewal debt.
Right.
And I put a repeal on the ballot, and I guess the people thought that it was okay to have that tax debt because they didn't vote for the repeal. They kept the tax debt. And later on, when they start looking at their tax bill, they're going to notice that the Bay Area urban renewal area is starting to create a lot more debt, and a lot more of their money is going to have to go to pay that debt. So you watch that column
at some point. You've got to pay the piper.
That's right.
And when they start accruing huge debt, don't forget, folks, you're the ones that's going to pay for that debt. So anyway, we're at the top of the hour. We're going to hear from some of our great sponsors, and we will hear some drivel from the lamestream media, so make sure you put on your brain filter, suffer through it, and I'll be back in a couple of minutes.